Theme 10. Human-induced climate and hydraulic change is likely to make many parts of the world uninhabitable, or at least uneconomic. Over the course of a few decades, if not sooner, hundreds of millions of people may be compelled to relocate because of environmental pressures. To a significant extent, water will be the most important determinant of these population movements. Dramatic changes in the relationship between water and society will be widespread, as emphasized in the new report from Working Group 2 of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. These shifts may include rising sea levels, stronger tropical cyclones, the loss of soil moisture under higher temperatures, more intense precipitation and flooding, more frequent droughts, the melting of glaciers, and the changing seasonality of snowmelt. Impacts will vary widely across the world. It will be important to keep our eye on at least four zones: low-lying coastal sediments, which are especially vulnerable to rising sea levels; farm regions, which are dependent on rivers fed by glacier melt and snowmelt; subhumid and arid regions; and humid areas in Southeast Asia vulnerable to changes in monsoon patterns. A significant rise of sea levels, even by a fraction of a meter, could wreak havoc for tens or even hundreds of millions of people. One study found that although coastal areas less than 10 meters above sea level constitute only 2% of the world's land area, they contain 10% of the world's population. These coastal zones are highly vulnerable to storm surges and increased intensity of tropical cyclones. Call it the New Orleans effect. Regions much further inland will wither. Hundreds of millions of people, including many of the poorest farm households, live in river valleys where irrigation is fed by glacier melt and snowmelt. The annual snowmelt is coming earlier each year, synchronizing it less and less well with the summer growing season, and the glaciers are disappearing altogether. Thus, the vast numbers of farmers in the Indo-Gangetic Plain and in China's Yellow River Basin will most likely face severe disruptions in water availability. Yet those regions are already experiencing profound water stress due to unsustainable rates of groundwater pumping performed to irrigate large expanses of northern China and northern India. In Africa, all signs suggest that currently subhumid and arid areas will dry further, deepening the food crisis for many of the world's poorest and most vulnerable people. The severe decline in precipitation in the African Sahel during the past 30 years seems to be related to both anthropogenic warming and aerosol pollutants. The violence in Darfur and Somalia is fundamentally related to food and water insecurity. Ivory Coast civil war stems, at least in part, from ethnic clashes after masses of people fled the northern drylands of Burkina Faso for the coast. Worse chaos could easily arise. Each El Niño cycle brings drying to thousands of islands in the Indonesian archipelago, with attendant crop failures, famine, and peat fires. Some climatologists hypothesize that global warming could induce a more persistent El Niño state. If so, the 200 million people in Indonesia and neighboring areas could experience lasting drought conditions. Until now, the climate debate has focused on the basic science and the costs and benefits of reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Attention will now increasingly turn to the urgent challenge of adapting to the changes and helping those who are most affected.